Lil John got the beat to make your booty go.
Did your booty ever go, oh, God, it's troublesome if it does do that?
I mean, you might want to be getting in touch with the doctor.
Oh, sure, yeah. It's iRadio in the afternoon. Today's Tell Me How, Tell Me Why is on fantasy football. This man is known as Niall, but far better known as FPL Era. That's FPL underscore EIRE. And he's making a full-time job of fantasy football. Some of us are amateurs compared to this man. But how did it all start?
I suppose it started, my family is big into football. I'm the youngest of my family, so kind of copying the older brothers into doing whatever they were doing. So they were playing the game when I was younger. Then I was lucky enough during college, fantasy football turned into a job for me. My brother, I won't say which company, but he worked at one of the big four. It was his manager or just below one of the directors was asking him, do you know anyone who's any good at fantasy? And he goes, yeah, me little brother's decent. It sounds ridiculous, but yeah, I was doing his team for him. And he was in a few big money leagues with directors, managers in this accountancy firm. He used to ring me every Friday evening. He didn't have much football knowledge, but he'd be there chatting to me on the phone. Who are you transferring in? Who are you taking out? And he used to send me a check in the post every month. And I was lucky enough, I had a good few ranks, was able to do that for him for 3 years. So that kind of got me through college. And then I was kind of him at home, what do I do? And then that's when I just started up the pages on Twitter and Instagram. And here we are now chatting to you, player lads.
Do you not find it a bit mental that you were being sent checks in the post to do someone else's fantasy football team?
Yeah, it was a strange one saying it to my mother. we didn't tell her first of all. And then I was obviously in college, and you know the typical Irish mammy, she opens a letter if it has her name on it.
Yeah.
And she's seen this check. I got a phone call. What's the check about? And I go, oh, ask Alan there, my brother. And then the two of us came home then the Friday evening, we were telling her, and she couldn't understand it. And then she was like, oh well, as long as it's all right, if it's nothing dodgy, keep at it. But it's fairly ridiculous. Yeah,
you absolutely don't have to answer this, but just as you've mentioned this regular check, I'm gonna ask, how much was it for?
It was three digits anyway, every month or two, to be honest. It was big money he was playing for. I know I won him a good few holidays off of it right now, but when you look back on it, it was crazy pressure at the time, but I didn't really think it was, because he was paying me this amount and then I had to make sure I won the league for him. But we'll leave it at that for now. Yeah, we won't go into the money side yet, but it was decent money. It got me a few double vodkas and carbon back in Galway at the time.
R.I.P. to carbon. Yeah. You are sorely missed.
Yeah.
Well, that brings us to our next question. How much effort do you put in for yourself then? So
yeah, it's
can you quantify it in hours? Because it's kind of a hard thing, you know. It's you're not clocking in, clocking out, but you probably have an idea yourself how much time you've put into it or a team for a week.
Yeah. There's two sides. So obviously, with the content side, the content creation, it's like another full time job. I do marketing for Smith's Toys at the moment. So that's 9 to 6. Come home in the evening, then. And then you literally have the dinner, sitting down from 7 o'clock till about 11 o'clock at night, editing a YouTube video. Then, yeah, so breaking it down into, to be honest, anyone can play the game if you're only just making a team. If you're putting the hours in, let's say, I watch every game at the weekend, so that's probably what, about 3 or 4 hours just sitting down, watching, getting an eye test of who's playing well, who's in good positions. Then you bring it on to Monday night. I started for this year. I decided I'd do like a football challenge every week where I name a captain pick on Instagram. So that could either take 5 minutes, depending if I'm in good form on the night, or it could take an hour trying to get the ball in top corner. But then you have that. And then Tuesday evening, then I started editing the YouTube video. And then Wednesday, kind of my day off. Thursday, do an Instagram live. And then if it's a Friday deadline or the morning deadline, you have an hour. Just doing the stream, yeah. But content creation is obviously the longer side of it. If you're sitting down, all you need to do is, if you throw on a podcast for an hour, if you're driving somewhere, if you're driving to work in the morning, there's plenty of information out there. There's plenty of lads making content. So if you're just playing the game, an hour or two tops, and then you're obviously going to watch one game at least at the weekend. So four hours if you're kind of an amateur, just sitting down watching a game, put on a podcast, put on a YouTube video during the week. But yeah, it's crazy the amount of time I put in during the week. Now did you say it? It's like a second full time job, to be fair. Yeah.
You've clearly outlined there just how much of a commitment it is. But if you were to divide it up, I mean, what percentage is that level of preparation compared to the percentage of maybe luck and or chance that has to come into it every weekend as well?
You've seen what happened there game week two. Completely luck with Haaland. If you know he was an absolute cert for the captaincy. At least he got an assist anyway. But it's just come down to it. I could write a thread that'd take me 2-3 hours. And then the fact that Foden didn't square to him in the first 10 minutes, you can't predict that that's going to happen. You can't stop that from happening. Nobody could predict he was only going to have 8 touches of the ball as well. But that's it. You know, I think looking back at stats, he had a 75% chance of scoring against Bournemouth, and he only came away with 5 points, 10 points, or 10 points from the airman. But you can't predict these things. You can prepare. At least you could kind of put it towards an exam in college. You can kind of predict what's coming up, but you can't. At the end of the day, you can't. If the question is on the paper, you're kind of in bother.
There's a bit of skill, and of course, in life in general, not just fantasy football, a lot of luck is involved as well. How do you explain? And we probably should have started with this. To someone who isn't into Premier League or maybe sport in general, how do you explain what fantasy football is? Say if you met a stranger in a pub or on a night out, or you had to explain to someone you were going in a job interview, how do you explain that, hey, we're picking these players for points?
Yeah, it's just you're saying that. I was helping one of the girls in the office make her own team for the work league. So yeah, trying to explain it to her was literally, I just told her, what players do you like? She threw them into her team. But yeah, it's so complicated, but it's not at the same time. All you do, you have a 100 million budget, pick 15 players. Whoever's starting off, they have to have at least 3 City in their team. Probably after last night, I would have been saying three Liverpool at the start, but at least two now. But yeah, just it's so complex. It's not, it's literally you're picking players to score points, but then getting into the actual meatiness of the game, then you have to pick players who can pass well so they can get bonus points, so they're making tackles, so they can keep clean sheets. You know, it's so complicated, but it's not. If you're trying to explain to someone, you need a good hour to kind of sit down, tell them the whole rules of the game. But then in the simplest form, just pick 15 players within a 100 million budget, and that's it. The score points for scoring, getting an assist and clean sheet, but. Yeah, I'm giving you a loose answer there, Dave, but it's so complex how nitty and gritty the game has gone for the last few years. But
no, that's fair. Not to alert, I've been recording here on the thing, the recording desk I have at home, but just as I see it now.
Recording in progress.
I'm going to record via Zoom as well.
Don't worry.
Sorry, Fionnuala.
No, I was just going to say we're heading into now game week 3. At this stage of the season, are you already making a solid prediction for who are going to be the overall champions? Where do you think it's going to go?
Yeah, sitting off any, it's surely City the way they have started. Arsenal are looking well, but I think they'll scrape into the top four. But City. Nobody would have predicted the draw, especially last night. Anyway, but especially even game week one, that's 4 points dropped for Liverpool already. That's going to be make or break at the end of the season, especially when they're trying to win a title. But City are looking great from the off as well. So, you'd be a brave man to sway away from City for not winning the league.
Niall, why do you think that there is a disproportionate amount of fantasy football players in Ireland? We nearly have as many as America, and we've only a 60th of the population. Why is it so big here?
Yeah, I was jotting down a few notes before I came on here. I didn't want to get into the stereotypical thing, you know, of pub talk, but
we love a bit of pub talk, Niall.
Yeah, it's even pub talk, but then getting into kind of lesser terms, even office talk, you know, it's the first thing. If you go into even a pub in Galway, say Pucon, for example, you go in there, you're going for a watch of the match. every table is full, and 9 tables out of 10 have their phone out looking at their fantasy team during and while the game is off as well. But then you go even into the office talk, you know, there's a vast range of ages in the lads that work with me, even women as well. And the first thing, you go in Monday morning, how did you get on at the weekend? It's just such an easy kind of conversation starter, even in walks of life as well. You're going in for a job interview. Do you like football? Or do you play fantasy football? Yeah. And you could talk about it for endless amount of hours as well. But I didn't want to get into the other side of it because Irish football is going well at the moment, even in Europe. Predominantly, there'll be people supporting an English team as well, so they want to kind of own the players that they watch on the television. So even young children as well, they're getting into the game. I was in an airport flying home yesterday, and I saw a child. He wasn't even older than 6 or 7, and they're playing the game as well. So it's a vast audience that plays the game. But yeah, Irish people, I think I reluctantly say it, it's just an easy conversation. You're in the pub, who are you captaining? What are you doing? Yeah, it's just so easy to start a conversation from it.
It probably makes things a little bit more exciting watching the game as well. Like, if you have Salah captained, you want him to score, and any time he has the ball, there's an anticipation. There is that added excitement.
Definitely, yeah. If you're into the game as much as I am, last year it sounds scandalous, but Brighton were playing Everton on a Monday night, and I had Ben White in my team 2 years ago now, actually, and sat down. I had plans with my girlfriend, and I said, no, I can't. We're going to have to watch this game. Sat through it, a nil all game, and I was just there watching the game, just waiting for Ben White to make one more pass, and then he ended up getting a 9 point on the night. But just like that, it just makes any game interesting. I think that's why there's so many people playing the game as well. They can actually sit down, cheer on a team they don't actually follow, because they've got, say for example, they've got Wilfred Zaha up top, wanted to score a goal. But it just makes every game kind of exciting, yeah.
Niall, I wasn't actually going to mention this, but just as you brought it up there about a match affecting plans with your girlfriend slightly, yeah, there happens to be a story about 1 in 5 football fans admit that they would ditch their Premier League team if their partner gave them an ultimatum to do so. Southampton fans the most likely to ditch their team. Newcastle fans the least likely. So can I ask you, what is your team actually? And would you ditch them if the other half said so?
It's an easy enough answer at the moment, anyway, the way we're playing, but I support Man United. The way we're playing at the moment, yeah, but you have to stick by your team anyway. But just going in, even back into the content creation side, I've had many a late night argument with my girlfriend up at it on YouTube, going to a pitch. She's good enough to come to a pitch with me, record me taking a shot. There's a lot of sides into that as well. If I didn't have her, I'd be stuck out in Westside with a ring light and getting blown over in the wind. But yeah.
Shout out to the unappreciated behind the content creation. Niall, tell us, where do people go to find you? You're across all social medias, and are you available for checks in the post to do people's teams yet?
You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and I started a TikTok account there 2 weeks ago, just FPLera, FPL_EIRE. You can check out my pages, see what you think. I've had a few good ranks over the years, and if you think it's worthwhile, give us a follow.
iRadio in the afternoon with Dave and Nora. Hey, iRadio in the afternoon
with Tesco,
weekdays from 3 on iRadio.